Good morning, Khadijah here. Kit Kat Moments, Revelations of Life. Your decisions determine your destiny, not your circumstances. And the conversation continues. I wanted to share a quick word with you this morning because we're in the time that the world called the season of giving. You know, it starts with Thanksgiving, where many join together to give thanks for the blessings that they have received from God, or to give thanks for the generosity of others like NGOs and nonprofit organizations, big businesses, and private donors. It's a time of giving to the poor and the needy, and sometimes to those who are not so needy. At times, giving seemed to have become a vicious circle of hands being held out to receive. We love receiving. It's nothing like getting a good gift. But I want to take the time to pause here for a minute, because it's like we forget that thanksgiving is two words. We focus on the thanks part, you know, the receiving part. And oh yeah, I hear the giver saying, I give not expecting to receive. And that's what the scriptures call a cheerful giver, someone who God has blessed to be a blessing. You know, that first person that you call when you have a need. But today we are going to examine the word giving. I believe that hands open and giving always seem to have blessings flowing their way. However, the giver can kill the spirit of giving. And you might ask, how is that so? Because those who are always expecting to receive and never know the joy of giving, they never get to experience the pressed down, shaken together, and running over. They're always on the receiving end of a blessing. I want to share with you and bring your attention to the widow found in Mark 12:41-44. You can also find her in Luke 21:1-4. She is an elderly woman. Her clothes may have been tattered and patches may be seen here and there. And she's clutching to her chest the last two small coins that she had. Now others ahead of her are depositing great sums from their abundance. But she carries possibly the only two small coins that she had. In this scene, you can imagine others making grand gestures of giving. And she walks up to the temple's treasure box and drops in two of the smallest coins in circulation at that time. But she catches the eye of Yeshua, the Christ, because to him, she has made the greatest gift of giving of them all out of her lack. This widow was determined to be a giver. Now, at other times, she may have depended on the generosity of others, but today, she was the giver and not the receiver. Out of her not enough, she gave from her heart. As believers, we need to prayerfully consider our actions. Do we go to man before we allow God to work on our behalf? We say that we trust him. We say that he is our source. Yet we don't trust him sometimes with our basic needs. So who is our God? Is it that NGO or that nonprofit organization who gives us little and keeps us coming back for more? Or do we trust God to provide, pressed down, shaken together, and running over? Let us remember that Abba Father gives seed to the sower and provision even in our lack. You know, I'm reminded of even another widow in the scriptures in 1 Kings chapter 17. Now, this widow had just enough flour to make a cake of bread for herself and one for her son. And then she planned to lay down and die. And along comes prophet Elijah to ask her to make him a cake of bread first. Now, even in her lack, she obeyed the man of God. And in doing so, her flour and her oil never ran out. So let's be thankful for all we have received. But above all, let's be grateful for our giving, because our Father truly does love a cheerful giver. It is better to give than receive. To see that broad smile on the face of the person you give your gift to, it's an awesome feeling. Can you imagine the joy God gets every time He answers our prayer or supply one of our needs? We're created in His image. And just as we love the smiles that light the faces of our children when we give them a special gift, God wants every one of His children to be able to experience that same feeling. So don't let your not enough allow you to miss out on the giving part of Thanksgiving. Trust God to supply you with more than enough. Remember, when you say, "I'm poor," life and death is in the power of your tongue. And that's found in Proverbs 18:21. And you have what you say you have. So be careful what you put into the atmosphere. Amen. Again, I'm Khadijah, Kit Kat Moments, Revelations of Life. Your decisions determine your destiny, not your circumstances. I love you with the love of Christ. There is nothing that you can do about it. And you have a God-fantastic rest of your week. Shalom.